Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome. We're doing a quick deep dive today into some topics students have been seeing on The Juice. So first up, there was an article about Slate Auto. It's a startup backed by Jeff Bezos, apparently.
That's the one. They're planning a new electric truck. But the big thing is the price.
Really low, right? Something like $27,500.
Yeah, and potentially down to $20,000 if you factor in the federal tax credit.
Wow. But it's basic.
Extremely basic.
Yeah.
Think no stereo, manual windows, no fancy navigation or heated seats. Really stripped down.
Huh. But it's still generating buzz, even with other EV makers facing, you know, headwinds.
It seems so. An automotive journalist called the hype deserved. And Slate CEO Chris Barman believes there's just a huge market for basic, affordable transport.
Interesting. So that could be a discussion point, maybe? The trade-offs between price and features?
Definitely. And maybe the role of startups, or even figures like Bezos and Musk, in shaping these markets.
Okay. Then The Juice also looked at snow leopard protection in Pakistan.
Ah, yes. Using AI, which is fascinating. Pakistan has a significant number of these endangered cats.
And there's conflict with farmers, I imagine, protecting livestock.
Exactly. So this program uses remote cameras. When the AI spots a snow leopard,
it sends an alert.
Right, a text alert to farmers nearby, so they have a chance to move their flocks to safety.
That's clever. Are there challenges?
Oh, sure. Cell phone coverage isn't perfect everywhere, and access can be an issue. But the goal is pretty clear. Reduce leopard deaths and encourage them to hunt natural prey.
It's a great example for students, perhaps, thinking about endangered species, technology solving problems.
And that whole human-wildlife balance.
Yeah. Okay, next was something called the City Nature Challenge, a bioblitz.
That's it. It's basically this big international event. Cities compete, well, not really compete, more collaborate.
To do what, exactly?
To document as many plant and animal species as possible within their city limits. Citizen science, essentially.
And it's global now.
Oh, yeah. Started small in 2016, just L.A. versus San Francisco. But in 2024, it was like 690 cities in 51 countries.
Wow. Any leaders?
Well, San Antonio won for biodiversity last year. This year, the 2025 challenge is ongoing. But Cochabamba in Bolivia and San Antonio again seem to be leading in observations and species counts. Winners announced May 5th.
So that could lead to talks about biodiversity even in cities, right? And people getting involved in science.
Absolutely. Exploring nature right in your neighborhood.
The Juice also featured a quote, Lao Tzu.
Mm-hmm. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
An ancient Chinese philosopher.
Yes. Traditionally seen as the founder of Taoism around the 6th century BCE. Associated with the Tao Te Ching, a hugely important text.
So there's some debate about his actual existence.
There is, historically speaking. But the influence of the Tao Te Ching itself is undeniable in philosophy, both in China and beyond.
So the quote itself, it's about getting started, tackling big goals.
Pretty much. That first action being crucial. A good discussion point for students, maybe, about achieving things or even just learning something new.
Right. Okay, shifting gears quite a bit. Sudan.
Yes, a report on the situation there. The National Army has reportedly retaken the capital, Khartoum, after a long civil war.
So people are returning.
Tens of thousands, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But safety is still a major concern. The fighting isn't over.
The Rapid Support Forces, the RSF.
Exactly. They've apparently moved towards the Darfur region. This conflict, which kicked off in April 2023, has been devastating.
Huge numbers of displaced people, right?
Over 12 million, estimates suggest. Mm-hmm. And the death toll just in Khartoum State might be over 60,000. There are reports of ongoing violence, too, like near Omdurman.
It's grim. The Economist quote mentioned was pretty bleak, too.
Yeah. Down, but still very far from out regarding the RSF.
Yeah.
It really highlights the ongoing instability.
Definitely a heavy topic, but important for students to understand maybe the causes and consequences of conflict, the refugee crisis.
The human cost. Absolutely.
And finally, there was a piece on research funding.
Uh-huh. A study out of American University looking at potential cuts, specifically those proposed during the Trump administration.
And the impact.
The study suggests these cuts could seriously slow down the U.S. economy, maybe even lead to a recession down the line.
How? By cutting grants?
Basically, yeah. Reducing federal money for scientists and academics. The argument is that less research hampers progress in key areas. Think vaccines, quantum computing, things like that.
Which then slows down business expansion and the economy overall.
That's the projection. They use mathematical models, acknowledging it's hard to quantify precisely right now, but they look at cuts ranging from 25% to 75%.
And the projected slowdown.
Significant. Between 3.8% and 11.3% lower long-term economic growth. One researcher, Ignacio Gonzalez, was quoted saying the economy would essentially be permanently smaller.
So discussions from that could involve the importance of R&D, government's role in science, long-term economic thinking.
For sure. And maybe critically evaluating economic models and projections, too.
Well, that's a whirlwind tour of some recent topics from The Juice. Hopefully gives you a snapshot.
Yeah, just a quick look at the kinds of information students are engaging with.
Well, thanks for joining us for another deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.